This is the Time and Again Home Service. During these dark, difficult days, take a moment to turn up your wireless and listen to this week's episode of Greyhounds, made in association with Yorkshire Air Museum. And remember, your courage, your cheerfulness, and your resolution will bring us victory.
Once more into the breach, dear friends, once more. We'll close the wall up with our English dead. In peace. There's nothing so becomes a man as modest stillness and humility. But when the blast of war blows in our ears and imitate the action of the tiger, stiffen the sinews, conjure up the blood, disguise fair nature with hard-favoured rage. Now, set the teeth and stretch the nostril wide, hold hard the breath and bend up every spirit to his full height. On, you noblest English, dishonour not your mothers. Now attest that those whom you call fathers did beget you. Be copy now to men of grosser blood and teach them how to war. I see you stand like greyhounds in the slip, straining upon the start. The game's afoot. Follow your spirit, and upon this charge cry God for Harry England and St. George!
Nancy, you're a revelation.
Oh, could someone help me up? I think I've tweaked my back pretending to lose a limb.
Yes, I think perhaps we might have to try it without the dive from the battlements next time. We need to get to St. George's Day in one piece.
I've been wondering about the end of the speech. Does it mean they were using greyhounds? Or that they are greyhounds? Because it doesn't sound like a terribly safe environment for dogs. Some of the language is really quite violent. Oh, though you did it very well, my dear.
Oh, it was nothing, really.
That's how you do it, old chap.
Well, the part's yours.
Oh, buck up, Will. I know you got it in you.
Oh, Nancy, you're a natural, though, my darling.
More than that, you're a sensation. How do you do it?
Oh, I don't know. One of life's small victories, I suppose. It's no different to breathing. How do you do that?
Breathing is an involuntary action, a reflex that occurs without any conscious choice.
Oh, right.
Talking of victory, our boys are doing a good job in the Mediterranean. Did you catch the papers?
Yes, 5 Italian warships brought down. It's all they were talking about in the queue this morning.
So exciting. I nearly forgot my onions.
Onions? They have onions at Palmer's. Catherine, you didn't bring any onions home.
Well, they weren't on my list.
How could they be on your list? Oh, heavens, I shall have to speak to your aunt, Nancy. Onions, I ask you.
Oh, I never touched an onion before the war. They're very deadly to vampires.
But you're not a vampire, are you, Mr. Jones?
Oh, no. But it makes you think.
I thought that was garlic.
Isn't it time we were pushing off?
Yes, it's gone 5 already. Doesn't it go quickly? Well done, everyone. We've covered good ground tonight. Remember to close your eyes and let your character fill your mind in that peaceful lull before you go to sleep.
I'm very peaceful with the old girl snoring in the next room. I slept better in London.
It can't possibly be that loud.
Everything all right, Mrs. Holt? You've left your coat and your gas mask.
Have I? How silly of me. Well, yes, I better be getting home.
We'll continue on Thursday. Will, could I have a quick word? Is anything the matter? You seem to lose energy today, and Henry needs to embody victory. He needs to embody England. You need to be fierce, my dear.
I don't know. To be frank, I've always found Shakespeare's Henry leaves something to be desired. He spends 2 plays fooling around like an arrogant little. And then by this one, it's as though he's God on earth.
But you can't deny Henry has charm too. Doubt thou the stars are fire. Doubt thou the sun doth move. Doubt truth to be a liar. But never doubt I love.
That's Hamlet.
Well, he was royal too, wasn't he? Look, I've promised Seymour, and more importantly, Mrs. White, a rousing performance of Henry V, so that's what we need to give them.
Have you ever thought about how selfish we all are?
Selfish? for raising money to buy a Spitfire?
Of course we are. The money we make won't even buy a wing. All this is for us, so we can sit back, surrounded by these nice green fields, untouched by everything that's going on, and think to ourselves, it's okay. I matter, I make things happen.
What do you suggest? That we all move to London and have bombs raining down on us for no good reason? Or that we trot off to France, gun in hand?
No, I don't suggest that. Fierce. Charming. I don't think Henry was digging 12 hours a day for old Matlock. But I'll do my best. Good night.
What's the matter with you? He's tired, that's all. Working too hard, I expect.
Have you noticed he's only tired at certain times? It makes an interesting pattern that put together leads to only one vibe.
Patterns. Thought I was the artist. Did you see the post this morning?
No.
A letter arrived.
That is usually what happens with the post.
It was from the Morrisons.
Who?
For heaven's sake, the Morrisons in Yorkshire. Father was based there when he was running that training programme in the last lot. I wrote to them a couple of months ago, not really expecting a reply, but I think they might take you.
I don't want to go there. I've already told you.
It would be good for you. You're lucky.
I don't want it. Lounging about with a lot of empty-headed girls, reciting poetry and drinking gin. Though I don't suppose they even have that now. Daubing a bit of paint about as though the world isn't falling apart around them. I want to make me...
What? Sit in your room, never speaking to anyone. Oh, occasionally trudging across a field to jot down a few numbers on the side of an aeroplane. I've told you before, Catherine, you mustn't let society constrain you. Just because we're women, just because we're from a place at the other end of nowhere, doesn't mean we can't seek out adventure. Be more. Do you understand?
Society doesn't constrain me. You do.
Sorry, I left my coat.
Yes, we were just leaving. Perhaps you could see to the blackout.
Don't suppose you've got a spare one?
Well, yes, I do. There's 5 left in the packet.
I meant, could I have one?
Oh. Apparently, it's dreadfully vulgar for a young girl to smoke. So Ruby's always encouraged it enormously.
You've recovered then?
Pardon?
From our traumatic experience.
What traumatic experience?
You're used to people dropping down in fits and impaling themselves in glass, are you?
Well, no, not really. But I wouldn't classify it as traumatic. He didn't die, did he? He was fine.
Well, I'm not sure I'm exactly...
Why do you waste your time digging about in the fields like that?
Is it a waste of time? Eating's rather important.
Is it? I forget about it sometimes. Everyone's so bloody upset by rationing, but it's quite a good system, really. We're a great deal healthier now. Less meat, less butter. Hell of a lot more carrots. You've a good mind. You could do anything.
You give me too much credit.
Oh, no, I don't give anyone credit. That's the problem with me, so I'm told. Mrs. Holt asked if I liked her new hat, and I said no, because I didn't. But that's wrong, apparently.
It's all just acting, really.
Yes, and I'm bloody awful at it. So are you, I think.
Have you known Edward long?
Not really. He only moved back a few weeks ago. He grew up here as a boy, but then left to do mathematics at Cambridge. Christ's, I think.
Impressive. Mathematics. That'd be up your street, then.
Perhaps. He was one of the lucky ones. One that got out.
Of university?
Of the village. His arm seems to be taking an inordinately long time to heal, don't you think? And all those trips into town, but it's the maths degree that makes you wonder. You're not from here, are you? You've just buried yourself away. I think you're hiding.
I'm not hiding. I'm waiting.
Oh, I see. Is there a difference? Well, good night.
Hold up. I'll walk you home.
All right.
Mrs. Palmer. Any onions left?
Oh, afraid not. The shop was totally cleaned out in less than 2 hours.
Who was that leaving just now? She nearly bowled me over.
That's June Cavendish, Sir Henry's daughter. Isn't she smart?
And I thought she looked rather equestrian.
What did she buy?
2 carrots and 4 apples.
I told you she was equestrian.
Perhaps she's making jam. I saw a lovely recipe for carrot jam last week. Or did I hear it on the wireless?
Nonsense. She'll have somebody to do all that for her. A cook or a maid. There's over 30 rooms at Longmead.
No, there isn't. Though they do have 1 or 2 nice pre-Ravelite pieces. A Rossetti, I believe.
Or perhaps it's for a pudding. You can make a good bread and butter pudding with carrots.
If it's made with carrots, it's not really a bread and butter pudding, is it?
Well, we should all be eating more carrots. They're bursting with vitamin A. Help you to see in the blackout.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's government official.
Perhaps I'll buy an extra carrot then. It might perk Percy up.
Don't dogs eat carrots, do they?
Oh no, not on their own. But they lap up their veggies in a nice stew. I'd best get back. I don't like to leave him too long on his own.
Our Pip Jones called in yesterday, requesting some knitted chainmail. It's going well, is it, this business for the Spitfire Fund?
Oh, yes, marvellously.
I'm very excited to see it. Nancy keeps running her lines when she's weighing the potatoes. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Yes, of course. Well, one likes to get by on these little artistic commissions. They nourish the soul. Goodbye, ladies.
Artistic commissions. She chars for Mrs. Ellis twice weekly and does the floors for that old chap on Caldicot Road. Grand illusions. That's always been her problem.
Really?
That comes from the father. Before your time, of course, but he had a dreadfully inflated opinion of himself. Used to fly planes up at the Grange, joyrides and the like. Now, I'm not one to gossip, but they say that he taught a young lady to fly and that she was killed. He was never the same after that.
Well, I never did. There you go.
Oh, don't forget your tomatoes.
I think I'll have a carrot too, if it's good enough for Joan Cavendish, eh?
This was Greyhounds, written by Laura Crowe, performed by Time and Again Theatre Company. You have been listening to Fiona Primrose, Laura Crowe, Catherine Cowdery, Tim Cooper, Jacqueline Weeble, Jacob Taylor, Paul Wilson, Kendall Boardman, Catherine Reynolds, Samantha Vaughan, Ben Hines, Adam Martin Brooks, and Anthony Morris. Yes, Sir, That's My Baby is written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn. Music arranged and performed by the Easy Rollers. Thank you for listening. Please tune in next time, and remember, keep calm and carry on. When we reach that region.